this episode. I woke up like this. I'm Katie Ryan.
And I'm Ashley from Indelibel.
And we have a special guest from WFRE. Late Night Laura is with us. We're doing Frequently Asked Questions. Hi, Laura.
Hey, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for coming. We are so excited.
I'm so excited. And I have so many questions.
Good. So we're talking about eyelashes today, and we want to know what kind of questions you have about getting eyelash extensions done, because you don't have them right now.
No, I don't. I've never had them done.
Do you know anyone that has besides me?
Maybe, but mostly you. Random people that have told me.
But you've definitely heard about...
Oh, I've definitely heard of eyelash extensions. I've never, kind of dived in to, think about really getting them. But I'm definitely interested in it because, I would love to be able to wake up and not have to deal with my lashes in the morning, for sure.
Yes.
And especially since it's summer and it's hot and the humidity, not having raccoon eyes when everything melts... That's always a plus.
That's true. No raccoon eyes over here.
Right now, what is kind of your morning routine?
Well, my morning routine, you go with put your face on and then you do your eyeliner, mascara. I try to get the last out of my tube. So if it's not brand new, I'll get the white stuff you put on your eyes before.
Oh, yeah.
White tube.
The primer.
Yeah, the primer. There we go. That's what it's called. If my tube is on its last month or something, I'll use a primer, and then I'll also use that afterwards. And sometimes the primer dries too fast, and then you're putting on the mascara, and it's just kind of like a mess, and then it gets clumpy. So that's my deal.
Sounds pretty hectic.
Yeah, it does sound like a hectic morning.
Yeah, I feel like my backstory with getting the only thing I've ever done with eyelashes would be go to Walmart, get a pair of these fake lashes, put some glue on them, cry for about 30 minutes.
Because they're always falling off in the inner corner. And
it gets into your eyeball and you're like, yeah, no, no, no. Mm-mm. And you're is this even worth it?
the agony. So
yes.
Two things that I heard with you talking is when Katie asked, do you know anybody else other than myself? Well, the great thing about eyelash extensions is you probably do know a ton of people with them, but because they're individually placed on your lashes, they look so natural, and you're probably just having eyelash envy, but you don't realize that those are extensions. You're just looking, it is so much easier than those false strip lashes, and the glue that you're getting in your eye, that glue has formaldehyde in it and other super toxic chemicals in it.
Oh, great, yeah.
So unless there's been a new wave with glue for false lashes, but pretty much it's low quality glue, And so two little beauty tips for you right now is stay away from that glue, because that will start to damage your lashes and you're putting toxins on your skin. Skin, we always talk about how we want to eat clean. Well, our skin, we also need to worry about what we're putting on our skin, because that soaks into our bloodstream as well. So that glue is very dangerous. And so with extensions, I'm not putting glue on your skin. I'm putting it on the lash. And so when the lash falls out, so will the extension, and no glue touches your skin. So you're not having any kind of toxins on your skin.
And your glue is safe.
Yes. So it is a medical grade glue, latex free, formaldehyde free. It has a strong bonding power, so you're going to get that lasting effect with the extensions. And then just another side note with your clumpy mascara, bacteria is growing in that tube. You don't want to waste your product. And so we're all victims of, I need to have the last little bit. How long have you had that tube? Has it been 6 months?
Laura's
my eyeballs are wide open, I'm pushing it. When you put so much money into a good mascara, because you want to have these beautiful, long lashes, you try to make it work.
Yeah. No, I totally do it too. So if for any reason you don't want to get extensions, that's your choice. Get a travel-sized mascara, because a tube like that still will last you a month or even two, but throw it out. So you're not having bacteria growing in that. It's literally an incubator for bacteria.
Ooh, that is gross.
And so with all of that kind of stuff growing in there and you're putting it on your face, you can see your lashes kind of not grow as fast or as strong with that as well. So just another beauty tip for you. Buy travel size mascara and throw it out on a regular basis.
Well, now if I get eyelash extensions, do I need to use mascara or just...
Nope, really? You don't.
Okay.
And that is the beauty of it. Like, you don't have to buy that product anymore, you know? So
right.
A lot of people will think that extensions will damage your lashes, but because it's a one-to-one ratio, they do not. And I actually have had clients whose lashes look better, like, because I'm always checking the integrity of your lash and making sure they're staying healthy if we need to take a break or anything like that. But I've had people, because they stop rubbing their eyes, they're fussing with putting that mascara on them, they're actually getting stronger.
I feel like at the end of the day, I'm taking off my makeup with a makeup remover wipe, and all my, like, lashes are coming off.
Yes.
Like, oh, no. Okay. I have eyelash extensions.
Here come the questions.
How do I go about that? Like, do I rub it or no? Not at all. Just kind of leave it as it is.
So, Katie, what's your routine with your lashes?
So, with my eyelashes, since you don't need to be rubbing your eyes, I do use a little makeup wipe with them. And I just literally take off my eyeshadow. And that's really all you need to do. Because you're not
wearing any mascara.
Right. And you don't really have to get down that close to your eyelash extensions. And then if I have eyeliner underneath, I mean, that's not a big deal to take off either. So if I'm using, because I use face wash in the shower too, with that, I mean, I just wash around my eyes and it's really no big deal.
Yeah, that seems super easy. And then you also, like we just said, don't have those raccoon eyes in the shower.
Right.
But now that you're not touching your face and you're being a little more gentle, removing the makeup around your eyes, you know what? You're not rubbing your eyes and you're not getting wrinkles around your eyes.
Because
now you're being delicate in that area. So, you know, like, you're using a Q-tip, you're using a baby wipe, just very light pressure. Instead of, I think sometimes we all get into that, I just want to scrub my face, and like, you just keep going and you're scrubbing your eyes as well. And then your skin is so sensitive around that area, you want to be gentle. So with extensions, you'll also have less wrinkles.
Yeah, there we go.
So you touched on a little bit, probably the number one question that I've gotten since I have gotten my eyelash extensions on is it going to damage my eyelashes, and is it going to make them thinner? I think that is a rumor that people hear that completely isn't true.
So the only, if you're getting a good technician that has good isolation with the one-to-one, you're not going to have that issue. All of my lash artists at Indelibel, they've been through rigorous training and a mentorship with me, so I make sure that their isolation is on point. If you are a victim of rubbing your eyes and picking and all that, that's what's going to do the damage, is you rubbing, you picking, like premature plucking out your eyelash.
Ow.
You know, like, I always tell people, think of it like when a little kid has a new tooth coming in and they get so excited and they pull it out, and then it's just a gap for like a month because that new tooth is not ready to push down yet. So our lashes do have a growth cycle. If you do prematurely pluck it, it's not ready. Like, it's still growing underneath and hasn't pushed through. So if people get a little antsy, they start rubbing them and everything, and they're like, I don't have any lashes. Well, you got to be a little patient. It will come back.
Yes.
So if people definitely are like, oh, I rub my eyes, I'm like, I advise them, then don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, like, my first and foremost is making sure that your lashes stay healthy. And so with each one of my clients, I mentally make a note of what their lashes look like and how healthy they are. And I just keep an eye on them every 2 weeks. And if I feel that they need a break, which can usually be at the year mark of having them, take like a month break, let them breathe, and then we'll put them back on. But it's something that I'm definitely like looking out for you and your lashes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would be pulling mine out, because when I got my, you know, lovely drugstore eyelashes that lasted for Halloween night, and then I tried to make them work the next morning kind of thing, and I looked like I belonged in a horror movie. I was trying to keep them on as much as I could, and it was scary looking. So if I do get eyelash extensions, how long are they going to stay on my like lashes.
Glue will last 4 to 6 weeks. But just like any hair on your body, it sheds. Like when you brush your hair, how many hairs fall out in your brush? Like your brush is filled with it. So you have to remember it is a hair. It does shed. You lose 2 to 3 per day. Now, I cannot predict which lashes are going to fall out. If I did, man, could I have a different career if I could predict the future. But we are putting the extensions on the longest lashes that you have, the strongest, the healthiest. Those are going to fall out first because they're on their last leg of life. So you have 3 hair stages, like basically short, medium, long. I'm never going to put an extension on a short baby, one because it hasn't fully grown in, it's not strong enough to hold the extension.
This is so interesting to me. I had no idea this is how it worked.
Medium lashes, we might put a couple on there depending on how well they are, but it's the long stage 3 hair. Because if you think about it, in 2 weeks when you come in for a fill, those medium lashes have now become the number 3 strong lash. So it's just what kind of shedding cycle are you going through? Most people, they'll be like, I'll wait for the 3-week fill. I can do 3 weeks. I don't need to come back in 2. And they'll look really good until the day before your appointment. And they're like, oh my gosh, they were so good. And then all of a sudden, they weren't. They're like, I don't think I can do it. Like, this is addiction. I need them to look good all the time. And then you're coming in every other week just because it is addicting. Like Katie can tell you how addicting it is.
Yeah, I'll be there today.
Yeah, she sure will.
So how many do you actually put on? Is there a limit or?
So you have about 120 to 150 lashes per eye.
Oh my gosh, but have you counted them?
No. So that's between the 3 growth cycles.
Wow.
So a full set is considered between 60 to 65 lashes per eye. So if you think about it, it's about a lash per minute when with your 2-hour appointment.
Amazing. This is the whole science behind this. It's so interesting.
Yeah, it's like the nerdy side in me that's like, oh, it's also math,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like if you break down that like 120 into 3, you know, like that's how many strong growth 3 lashes you have. So that's what we put on. So it's about 60 to 65 lashes per eye on a person for a full set.
Okay. And that 2-hour appointment is only the first one.
Only
after
the first
that
one.
It's what?
45 minutes to an hour, you know. Just making sure that we get them all filled in and luscious. So it's a little bit of a time investment on your first appointment, but I'm making you comfortable. You're taking a nap, you know, or you're just relaxing for once because your eyes are closed. No phone,
oh, really?
You're unplugged, and you just kind of get back to the basics. And I think everybody needs that little unwinding time.
And it doesn't hurt? Or
no.
Not at all?
No, it doesn't hurt at all. I mean, I lay there. She puts these, like, really cooling under-eye things.
Gel pads.
So those feel wonderful
while
you're laying there, and it's taking all the puffiness out of underneath your eyes. And then, I mean, she has a blanket for you and everything. So you're super comfortable with John Mayer playing in the background the whole time.
I think I can work with that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't feel anything because she's literally just touching. All you feel is her kind of touching your eyelashes. You don't feel her place it on there at all. All of a sudden you wake up and there's a mirror in front of you and you're gorgeous.
Has anybody ever fallen asleep?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And everybody's like, I hope I wasn't snoring. And I'm always like,
no.
It's kind of music to my ears because, like, for me, that means you are 100% relaxed and you just, like, are comfortable with what's going on. And I love it. Pretty much people will come in, we'll have, like, 15, 20-minute conversation, and then they'll just fall asleep.
Sign me up. Seriously, I need some relaxation in my life.
It's like spa day me time, you know?
Huh.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But we mentioned a little bit on the last podcast episode about the different curls and the different styles that you offer at Indelibel. So do you want to get into some of that?
So it's not a one lash fits all. You have options. So we have a C curl and a D curl. A C curl, it looks a little more like your natural lash. Like it's going to curl up. It's going to look like you have great mascara. A D curl is a little more dramatic where it goes out and then up. So it's like a va-va-voom look.
Katie, what do you have?
That's what I go for.
Well, the D curl. Katie has even more of a va-va-voom. So, and then there's a classic, which is the one-to-one. And there's a semi-volume, which is a three-prong lash. It's a very light lash that has actually three. It looks like a W. You know, it's a little fan that I put on top of one lash.
So it's three to one, right?
Yeah. And so that 3-to-1 lash is actually giving you more lashes.
Those are my favorite.
It's the volume. Huh. So Katie has the volume D curl. So she's loving her lashes with the va-va-voom.
Well, they look great every single day. I'm like, dang. Katie, killing it again with her eyelashes.
And these are after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going in right after this to get them done.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But thank you.
And then can you get like a, so if I want it like a natural look, but I definitely want it to, you know, like have a nice curl up, like what would that be? That'd be a C?
I would say like with what you told me about your daily mascara routine, you probably want the D curl.
Okay, bring it on.
Yeah, girl.
Whenever, like, you come in for your appointment, I ask, like, what are you looking for? How many coats of mascara do you put on? Are you using a primer? And usually if somebody's like, I put maybe one coat of mascara on, I'm going to put a C curl on them. But, like, listening to what you said, you have the primer and
you're putting on a couple of coats. You got to work the lashes, you know? You got to work them.
So, like, that is a trigger point for me to be like, oh, she likes to see her lashes, so I'm going to put the D curl on.
I need the D curl. That's it.
Yeah. So it will change your life.
Yeah, I'm just, it is so annoying waking up in the morning and just knowing that that's something you have to worry about. Like, I just, I wish you could just go, like, an all-natural route and just wake up and be perfect. But you're like, oh, my gosh, just mascara, if anything. I feel like that's your one, I mean, that's me personally, my one go-to makeup thing where I'm like, I don't want to leave the house without mascara on. So if I could leave the house and actually not have to do anything and just have these lashes, like, what would I be doing? Like, not much.
Sleeping in.
Yeah, sleeping in. That is so true. That's incredible.
Do you have any other questions?
I am, like, leaving this so much more knowledgeable. I had no idea the science behind it. Like, there really is. Like, there's so much science behind it. And I didn't realize all that with the different, like, way that your eyelashes grow. Like, putting them on longer lashes and not on the shorter ones. I don't know. This is so eye-opening to me. No pun intended.
Yes.
Do I have to be worried about when I'm sleeping? Like, if I'm a side sleeper, like, is this going to affect
how long your lashes last?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good question.
So with sleeping, this might be the hardest part about lashes is just like the now I have to transition into a different routine, you know, where you do want to sleep on your back as much as possible, because if you think of side sleeping, where's your head on the pillow?
Pressing.
Like those outer corners are the first ones rubbing up against the pillow. So the friction from that over the couple of weeks is going to kind of rub them out. But here are two tips and tricks. Well, obviously sleeping on your back, but nobody wakes up and says, oh, I just love sleeping on my back.
I kind of do.
Yeah, you have other factors with sleeping on your back. So like for me, I put a ton of pillows around me. I like basically build the Great Wall of China. And so I'm kind of side sleeping, but more on my back. So my face isn't on the pillow. Get a silk pillowcase because the friction of a silk pillowcase is a lot less than from cotton.
Interesting. I've seen those on Amazon for like really cheap too.
And that helps hair too.
Hair and wrinkles.
Oh, and wrinkles.
Yes. I'm just going to give you all the benefits of it.
You don't want the side that you've been sleeping on the most to look more bare than the other side of your eyelashes on your other side of your face.
This is so true.
And lashes do not lie. I can tell what side you sleep on. I'm like, oh, okay, it's been the right side this week, you know.
Yes. So if you don't have any other questions, I did want to catch up and see how your PRP went.
Oh, so last week did a live PRP session at Transform Med Spa.
Yes,
the
it was awesome.
Our last girls' night in, which has been a few weeks back, we talked about what PRP is, the plasma rich placement, and they combined it with the micro needling. which stimulates collagen growth, wrinkles, sun damage. Like, it's the, it didn't hurt whatsoever. Like,
yeah, I looked very relaxed.
I totally, like, the most painful thing was when they took my blood, but I hate my blood being taken. That literally was the worst part about it. It's been a week since I had it done. I've had to stay out of the sun, wear SPF, you know, like good skincare routines. The last couple of days, my skin's been a little itchy, kind of almost like, you know, when you get a scab and it's healing and you kind of have that itching. Like, that's kind of what it feels like, because my cells are regenerating and, you know, like healing themselves from the inside. So, but I was red for a little bit right after. I mean, you saw me right after.
I didn't. I didn't think you looked all that red. You could barely tell.
Yeah. So, like, some people could bruise or swell or anything, but Mariana, she told me the night before, start drinking a lot of water. The more hydrated you are, it's better, like, to give your blood. And, of course, it's always better for your skin as well. So, just, I drank a lot of water that reduced redness. I really haven't had any redness this week. I'm a little itchy, but that could also be because the weather is ridiculous right now and there's pollen out in the air. Like,
you were at lunch with me an hour after.
Yeah, I was. It was funny because my face was still numb when we were at lunch and I was like, I can't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my face was numb for like half a day.
That's funny.
That's like some strong numbing cream. Yeah. So, yeah, like I couldn't feel my lips a little bit. So I was like, I hope I'm talking normal.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But your skin is like glowing right now.
So I need two more follow-up treatments because they say three really like does the trick. So probably in 2 to 3 weeks, I'll go back and get my second treatment.
Cool.
So regretted it.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast.
I've had so much fun. I love when we have
too.
Guests.
I learned so much, and I am actually so ready to set up an appointment.
All right, let's do it.
I just want to give it a shot. Why not? I mean,
exactly.
Like, least anybody can do. You know, give it a shot, see how you like it.
Who doesn't want fabulous lashes?
Crazy people.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, thank you, Late Night Laura. Listen to her on WFRE in the evenings. What time do you start?
Midnight to 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Every weeknight.
And have a great week, guys.
Yes, we will be back with our next episode of I Woke Up Late.